Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Chris.
Glad to see y'all coming back with us. All 15 subscribers, we're glad you're here. And anybody else that decides to watch, man, we appreciate it.
In our new studio today, too,
yeah.
If you haven't noticed.
Yeah, new studio. And by new, we mean we used to sit over there. Now we sit over here. Why? There's a background behind
us.
Better. And we got some mics that seem to be working better than just the sound on the phone because we don't have a camera. Like, we're low budget here.
But this is a complete upgrade from the last time.
Way better.
I mean, this is technically episode one. So
yes.
This is real episode one.
So
you're in for a treat.
Yes.
For sure.
We're going to talk about how it all began. And,
the beginning.
Yeah. Going back to
1984 is where we're going to start this.
1984. Great year. Great year for music. Great year for all kinds of stuff.
I just realized, dude, that was 40 years ago this year.
Yeah.
So, fantastic year to start a podcast.
40 years later. Because, podcasts weren't a thing.
No, we just, talked to each other.
Right. We just talked to each other and did stuff.
Heard stories. Now we're going to share those stories. So you've been hanging on to something all day, apparently.
So
what do you got?
You ever just, I consider myself to be a reasonably intelligent person.
I agree with
that. Okay, I'm not like an Einstein or anything, but, I don't usually do things where people just go. So anyway.
I'm that part of this relationship, I'm pretty sure.
Right. So, I had a head cold. There's something going around. I had a head cold a few weeks ago. Okay?
All right.
The reason I thought about this is because it was kind of coming back, and so I had to, because my daughter got sick, so I had to take some of the same medicine. So, I usually get one kind of medicine, but I got a different kind because my wife, who's a nurse, said it works better. So, I got Mucinex. It's this, like, Mucinex Sinus Max something, okay? It has a day and a night.
All right?
So, my question that I'm going to pose to you is, so you open up the package. Do I read the package? No, I'm a Gen Xer. I know how this stuff works. It's just medicine. Take it out. Take it. Okay? Day and night.
Pretty clear cut.
Okay? There's red and there's gold. All right.
That could be a little confusing.
What would you take for the daytime medicine?
I mean, I'm going to go with gold.
I took gold.
Sunshine?
I took gold sunshine. That's exactly what I thought. Let me tell you. Gold is the nighttime. And so we're on vacation in Charleston a few weeks ago.
All right.
And we're walking around and we stop at this donut shop or pastry shop that Paige wanted to go to, my wife, and we're sitting down and we get donuts and we kind of sit down for a minute and I start just like, I'm just tired. Like, I can't, like, I think I'm okay to drive, but like, I'm just tired. Oh, we get back from being out. I look at the box. Lo and behold, gold is the nighttime. Red is the daytime. See, I was thinking the same thing, too.
Gold. That is confusing.
Gold is sunshine.
What does red and daytime?
I don't have any idea.
Red
lights. I got
lights.
No problem with the medicine. It works great.
So you can breathe, but you can
I can breathe. Right. I just wanted to take a nap. All right, let's get into this. All right, welcome to the podcast. Hit the intro.
Welcome. What did you think about that intro? Very nice job, Dave. I liked it.
Thank you. That was a labor of love. Didn't take that long. What took the longest was finding pictures.
Creeping through. How did you pick that picture of me at the beach? That happens to be actually probably my favorite childhood picture. of me ever.
I don't remember if that was on your Facebook account or your wife's. It was on somebody's.
Yeah, it pops up every once in a while. It totally tells everybody how I feel about life.
Right.
I'm going to walk around with probably just a pair of shorts on. That's good. What are we going to talk about today, man?
All right, so we're going to talk about the beginning. And by the beginning, we mean like before he moved in across the street from me. Now, when I say across the street from me, I'm not talking about like, oh, yeah, over there. I'm talking about across the street. You walked straight out of my driveway, almost into his driveway, because y'all had those hedges.
Yeah, you had to come in through the driveway. There's no other way.
No.
There may have been some little, there was a little gate, maybe.
There was a gate.
Somewhere.
And it was like Nightmare on Elm Street style hedges. Like, yeah. You know, they were taller than us. Granted, we were, you know, 11. 10 or 11, you know.
No, we were both 11.
Both 11.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, they were taller than us. So you couldn't really see over there, which will come into play later.
This is very true. Very true.
So,
that's the beginning, right? Summer of 1984.
Summer of 1984.
84. Tell us. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about prior to 1984? How did you get to the street that we grew up on?
All right. So prior to that, I think I lived two other places. My parents were finishing up college when I was born, and they briefly lived in, I think, some type of upstairs apartment type thing while they were finishing up college, and then they moved to a rental house a few miles from where they ended up buying the house. Lived there for a few years. I vaguely remember the house, just fuzzy memories. There's a couple pictures that I have where I was sticking my hands through the fence and playing with the dog that lived next door. Mm. And I had this little car. It was supposed to be like some spacemobile moon rover type thing. It had six little wheels. It was white. It had a little steering wheel. And the red seat raised up, and you could put stuff in it. If I find one, a picture of one, I'll try to put it in. But I'll have to go to my mom's and see if I can find that picture. That may be put up later. Anyway, they rented there for a little while, and then my dad got a job in a recording studio, and for the 70s was making good money for the 70s. So they, in turn, bought the house on the street we grew up on, and they moved there in 75.
All right. You guys are there a while then by the time we
And they're still there.
Still there. Not saying the name. I mean, most people know us and know we grew up in Donelson. I'm more Donelson Hermitage, but we don't want any of our fans driving by their house or anything like that. So
No.
We'll leave some of the names off the record.
So, and then we just lived there and got to know the neighborhood kids and really didn't have anybody new move in. We were all just kind of there until summer 1984.
So I was not only the new kid, we were like the family. Moving in with...
you brought the whole almost basketball team with you.
Yeah, that and the Shasta camper that will come into play, I think, on your side here in a couple minutes.
Yep.
But we did. So we moved in 84 from some apartments off of Murfreesboro Road here in Nashville. And my family was blended, so we had two families come together, my mom and dad got together, and that was in like 77, and so we kind of lived in basically just an apartment community, so that was to just all kinds of cool, interesting people, wrestlers who would come through in Nashville at the time for whatever reason, lived in this community and would hang out with the kids. And
you know, answers a lot of questions.
Made for some interesting football games. But yeah, I mean, so we kind of, I spent, you know, from really, I guess, age 4 until 11 there. And then for us, moving there was going from a rental apartment to a rental home across the street from you. So, yeah, summer of 84, I'd finished up fourth grade and made the move over the summer. And, yeah, it was a big deal for us. I mean, it was a house. It wasn't a lot of room, actually. There were still technically only 2 bedrooms in that house.
That house was very oddly put together.
It was. It,
there was a lot of room in the house. Just the way it was divided up was very odd.
Yeah, it was strange. I mean, it had one of those old, you know, you had the hallway door that opened up to an actual staircase that went upstairs into what was the attic that was finished.
Big
and
enough,
we used it.
Big enough to be used, but it was just attic.
Yeah, and then, well, eventually, I think late in the later years, we finally did some stuff up there, and I feel like somebody eventually lived up there, but it was a shame we missed that space for a while because that was good. But
then there was the basement,
and then the basement, which had a creepier set of steps, full steps going down into it.
And wasn't it like stone, kind of stone?
It was.
Like, lined?
It was.
I mean, this was like full on horror movie looking. Yeah. If it was dark and you were down there, it was like, all right. Yep, this is it.
And there was
not coming back from this.
There was a mystery. I think it was an old freezer. Do you remember that?
Oh.
That you don't open the freezer because something was in it.
I do remember don't open the freezer.
Awful. Like the couple times it got opened, I don't know what it was, but that was the rule. Don't touch the freezer. Don't open the freezer.
Well, in all fairness, it was a rental house. And we knew the people that lived there before that owned the house.
Yeah. It was a body. Could have been. I mean, they told us.
I don't think
potatoes.
It was a body, but I wouldn't put it past just your normal critters.
I feel like I don't even know how they got that down there. To be honest, it seemed like. I mean, as a kid, it seemed way too big to go through the normal doors. It's like, did you guys build the house around this freezer?
And then, what about the windows? Weren't there like little?
Yeah, those. It was those half. Like,
oh,
you know,
so
little 6 or 8 inch, like little glass looking windows. So, yeah, so it was a finished basement that, if it rained a lot, became kind of like a pool.
Oh, I remember going
a couple of those times. Yeah. we were stupid enough to go down there and play. Like, this is a blast.
Right.
And
there's probably all sorts of,
I mean,
just mold. And
so I grew up wealthy in a home with a pool, indoor pool.
Indoor pool. A wet weather pool.
Boating season was fun down there.
Wet weather pool.
You just didn't want to put anything you really cared about on the floor or within 2 feet of the floor.
No, so. We had a whole workout room down there.
We did.
Eventually, in high school.
Cool space, I thought.
With a solo flex.
We had the
Gen
solo
X
flex.
People, you remember the solo flex? I still have one. It's in the garage.
You've been trying to sell that bad boy.
I've been trying to sell it.
Still
nobody wants it. They still sell them on Solaflex, and they are crazy expensive. And I have all the attachments, and I was trying.
I think you'll make a deal for somebody. So yeah. So I mean, that's how we ended up there, and then so we say the beginning. We're talking about, I guess, the day that we first met, and my recollection of that was. I think you've got a recollection that may start the day before.
It was the day before that we saw you when you all were moving in.
Gotcha.
It was the next day that we actually got around to meeting you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we weren't rude. We might have been sarcastic, you know, but we weren't rude. Y'all were moving stuff in. And
it was a work day.
Yeah, technically very busy. So we were over playing kickball. And so we just decided to haze you from across
this
the street.
True.
So that was that's what we did.
That's where the Shasta.
Yes. So Chris's family came in and they had a travel trailer, camper, brand Shasta. I do camping now. I don't see Shasta campers.
Now it's just, it used to be a drink too.
Right.
Like a soda or something like that. I don't know who was doing what to come up with that. I have no idea.
And I think that was part of the reason, because we saw that and we were like, so you got to think a bunch of, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old boys playing kickball across the street. We always played kickball in my front yard. Didn't have a big front yard, but we made do. The water meter was home. The oak tree was first base. We had a hedge in between us and the neighbor, but there was a cutout to walk from our yard to theirs, and there was just dirt on the cutout. Perfect. So the dirt was second base. And then we had this crabapple bush. It was the most just pathetic. It looked like just, it was awful. It looked like a bunch of just little sticks grew up together in one clump. That was third base. And that was out by the,
that was
by the road, and the water meter was by the road.
Legit no good base to slide into is what you're saying.
Oh, no, we didn't slide. No, you didn't slide. Sliding was for sissies. If you kicked it over the hedge when we were little, if you kicked it over the hedge, it was a home run. So basically everything was an infield, you know, deal until we started getting older and kicking it over all the time. Then we just put somebody in the neighbor's yard.
Just move the players around.
Yeah.
So you guys are having a good time. My brother and I are, you know, being child laborers for the day. But we did get a reprieve the next day, which is when we met. And that was the day, I think, my brother and I were outside playing, I don't know, some version of cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians, something that's probably frowned upon today. But
oh, you can't say that.
Yeah. But anyway, but we were playing that one person was chasing the other person with some sort of plastic gun.
Now, they were probably metal, probably cap guns.
I vaguely remember it being a pretty bad A automatic, like, machine gun that had this red kind of nipple on the end of it.
Oh, yeah,
when
yeah.
When you would press the button, it would I thought that was the most bad thing.
I remember we had those cap guns that had the red rolls of little caps.
Yes.
And it would feed it up.
I'd like to look for some of those.
It would feed it up through the hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, because eventually you have to tear it off because you just
right,
cause pop
up. Right, because it'd just be, you know, 8 inches of just spent caps. And
the smell. You remember the smell of
those gunpowder smell.
Oh, my gosh. I'd be like,
every Gen Xer, you can smell a cap gun right now. You can smell it.
It's like, oh, yeah. Just take it in.
Take it in.
It's fantastic. So, we need to find some of those. I wonder if they still smell the same.
Hopefully they're not made with some kind of alternative.
You can't go out and buy them anymore. So
somewhere you might could buy them. Hey, if you know where to buy them, drop it in the comment.
Tell us where. It's on the dark web somewhere. Anyway, so my brother and I are
cap
out there.
Guns on the dark web.
My brother and I are out there chasing each other. And what I remember is just, I hear this disembodied voice coming from a tree in your yard. Hey.
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 Hey. Now, the reason that we were in a tree, okay, again, going back to the hedges, these hedges were taller than us. So we're in the front yard, and we hear them out there. So we're like, hey, the new kids are out. Should we go over there? I don't know. Let's see what they're doing. The only way to do that was to climb up in the oak tree in the front yard, first base. Okay. So we climb up in the oak tree and we see they're just kind of playing, you know, we used to play war all the time, like through everybody's yard, just play war. So we see them over there and we're like, okay, yeah, you know, they probably won't mind us saying something. So, hey, because we didn't know their names. Hey, you know, we're not.
Us saying something. What are we going to say? I don't know. Hey?
Right.
It worked.
Right. Like, hey, boy. You know, like, no, we're not going to do that. You know, it's just, hey. Hey. And you know.
And I think there was some kind of a.
Like, where's that coming from?
Who's saying that? Yeah.
So, eventually, you know, we got down and went over. Gravel driveway.
Yeah, little later meeting became, of the minds.
Later became paved.
In the driveway.
Yeah. I just got to meet Chris and his brother. And, you know, that was... That's just kind of what we did that summer was we, you know, I don't know that we played football as much in the summer. I think we played that more in like the fall.
It was definitely seasonal.
Yeah.
I feel like summer was...
Summer was bike riding and kickball.
Yeah. I would say kickball. Kickball is the sport in the summer.
And bike riding was all the time.
Definitely bike riding. And,
you know, don't come home till the streetlights come on. Absolutely. And... You know, don't come in this house unless you're bleeding. And half the time, you know.
That story's coming up.
Yep. Half the time, you know, we just go in and grab our lunch, eat it outside. And
yeah, it was, you had to think about going in the house as like, kind of like when you're at work now. You know, you got a lunch break. That's when you were allowed in for reprieve.
And yeah.
Maybe to go to the bathroom if you were a girl. Most of the boys, I'm pretty sure, just behind.
Pretty much all the girls were in your family.
Okay, that's true. All right, so there was one on the one side to go to the restaurant.
There was one like down and around the street, but
there were a couple that came in and out over the years. But yeah,
to start there,
our household I think had the bulk of that.
Well, you had two
throughout.
So that was more than we had.
Yeah. I'm assuming they went inside to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Most of us just
found
it inconspicuous.
I mean, there were so many places, too. There was along the side of the house, the hedges were perfect. I mean, you could literally just stand up against the hedges and be watching cars go by. And
they couldn't see you.
You just wave.
And, and they couldn't see.
They didn't know.
I do remember yelling slow down at cars all the time.
That curve. Yeah, they would all the time. Fast. That's true. Because eventually the football field was the
your side yard
giving away. Well, my side yard, but then there was also the
yeah, I wouldn't say that.
The, you know,
common area.
The common area.
All right, if you know where we grew up, you know what this is called.
Yeah. I mean, it was the circle, man.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll see.
It was the circle. Because eventually, I'm almost say it anyway. Eventually,
right. Depends on how popular this video gets.
It was the common circle area.
It was, and I don't know whose job it was to mow that, but somebody mowed it.
That's interesting. I never saw anybody mow it, but it was always mowed. Who mowed it?
The Mullins.
Oh, okay.
The dad.
Was it their responsibility, or he just out of the kindness?
I think he just mowed it because it needed to.
Was faced, you know, you wake up in the morning, look out the window,
right?
He's gonna see it, they're gonna see it, so
right.
Makes sense, but that's interesting. That it was never,
I don't think
kind
it was his next
thing.
Door neighbor,
no,
on either side,
definitely not,
especially the one closer to me.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You remember them,
yeah, I do. It's yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting, but no, I all the years we lived there, I never saw anybody mow it. I think I
saw him mow it a couple times, and I mowed it once,
really?
Or twice. Yeah, we got a riding mower because my uncle moved and gave us his riding mower because we couldn't afford a riding mower. But it was a Sears riding mower, 18 horsepower, 38-inch cut.
Memory is incredible.
For some things, yes.
You know what I remember about my mower growing up? It was red.
It was red, and sometimes it started, and sometimes it didn't.
Yeah, and I had to touch it, and I golly.
Yeah, we didn't have self-propelled mowers. Like we just, it was just all you could push.
True. And the yards were all flat, but it seemed awful.
It seemed like it took forever to mow.
Yeah. Too many trees. And then there were just the, because we always had dogs. So there was like the landmine field of dog poop that you would have to navigate and go over. And if you've ever cut dog poop and had it sling across the rest of the yard, it doesn't smell great, especially in the summertime. But
I love the smell of dung in the morning.
It's another childhood smell. I'd rather go back to the
cap
caps
gun.
And the gun.
Yes.
But anyway, so yeah, so that's it. That's where it all started. I think for the most part of that summer, there was just...
getting to know the new kids.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got invited to play in the kickball games and things like that. Everybody's kind of testing the skill set of the new kids.
We rode bikes a lot, so we were always jumping ramps and...
Yeah.
Doing craziness that...
And I don't think it was... it got progressive every summer, obviously, how far we went on bikes and how big the ramps got. But
yeah,
there's also, I feel like, another story wrapped up
in that. There was that, the Mullins that cut
the lip.
Yep.
The lip incident.
The lip incident. There was that. Oh. And then they made a whole dirt track in their backyard.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I remember a number of the ramps that were built, and
I was on crutches for 2 days because of one of those ramps.
It wasn't their yard. There was a ramp we built in my yard one time that we actually built on a wagon that had wheels on it still.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember that? And thinking, this is a great idea.
We could just move it.
I don't know who
was
first. I feel like it might have been my brother, and maybe we all knew that this is not the best idea. Let's basically just take a flat piece of board and lay it up against a wagon that has four perfectly functioning wheels on it, and let's jump it. This is going to be great, and it was not. I don't know if that's one of the times that my brother broke anything, but I don't remember it going well.
No, I don't remember it going well. I don't think it was because he broke stuff all the time.
Yeah, there's a couple breaks in there. And then one of his breaks actually broke somebody else. I'm pretty sure it was your brother. Your brother got broken by my brother's break. He had a cast.
I don't remember my brother ever breaking.
Maybe it wasn't a break. Maybe it was a bloody nose.
Yeah, plenty of blood. Okay. You look at him funny when he was a kid and his nose would bleed.
I was going to say, I feel like my brother was in a cast at some point, and we still thought it was a great idea to play football. And
oh, yeah, I think it was a cut under his eye. I think that's right. Tell me if that's right, my brother.
I think it was a cut
under his eye, because I remember that forearm to the face.
Yeah, it's a legit tackle.
Because you two played football.
Yes.
Like, you actually played, I don't know. What do you call it? Junior
football? I had to build it up that much. I mean, it was this little league, Pop Warner.
Well, yeah, football. I mean, it wasn't, but it was still, we didn't play.
I mean, that's true. All right. So my brother was much better than I was at it, but he was usually better at avoiding being tackled. I think maybe he broke stuff so he had the advantage of having a hard cast on that he could swing away with, but I don't know.
And we'll now have to figure that one out. And now he just folds people up.
This is true. Yeah. He does. He definitely folded me up. So.
Oh, yeah. That's why I'm not going to haze you too bad on here, because you'll just show up.
Before I want to talk about anybody, I probably do want to look them up, see what they're doing now, and just make sure I don't step into anything and get myself hurt or sued or, you know, any of that other good stuff.
What are you talking about?
But I don't know.
What your brother's doing?
No. Anybody else? There's lots of people. I don't know what they do now.
Oh. Well, yeah, you know what all your siblings are doing.
Oh, yeah. No, I've kept in touch.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I keep in touch with my brothers, too.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So, cool. Well, so that's the beginning, right? So I'm sure people are now going to ask, you know, well, so what, you guys just, you met and then you became best friends? And I'm like,
no,
not at all.
No. That was the honeymoon phase. You know, you got to kind of test the new kids, put them through the ringer without making them feel like they're being put through the ringer. You know, we're jumping ramps, we're playing kickball. So sometimes, you know, you may throw the ball a little bit harder to get the new kids out.
You sound like you're working towards another episode, another story here, right?
Yeah.
Because here we're 40 years into this now. And, in my mind, there was definitely an event that
always
I can say.
I've always, you know, anytime anybody has ever asked, how long y'all known each other? You know, y'all been like good friends ever since. Anytime I've answered, I don't know if these mics can pick up the kids. Kids are getting It'll ready to go right. to bed, and
they don't want to.
My son, I can tell you, it's him. He is not happy. That is awfully loud. Hopefully, these are decent mics and they can't.
Well, we'll see.
They're supposed to be blocking out ambient noise. At least that's what the reviews said. So, but yes, I've always said, well, it wasn't until this event that we both kind of said, all right, we're in this together.
Oh, yeah. I know. That was the birth of a 40-year bromance.
Yeah.
I think it can officially be called that. I'm comfortable saying it.
I mean, my wife has taken pictures of me when you lived out of state, because you lived out of state for quite a while.
Pretty much most of my adult life.
Most of your adult life. It's just been recently that you've come back here.
This is true.
And she has taken pictures of me with her phone while I was on the phone with you. And, you know, I think she's put it on Facebook, the face he makes when he's talking to his buddy. Because you know? I've just got this smirk on my face. I think even your wife said that she can tell when you were talking to me by how many times you said, dude.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. There's always something going on. But, yeah, that's the moment. I think it's a little more than what this episode's going to give us time to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be.
What do we say in the next episode? We talk about the fight.
Yeah, talk about the fight next episode. Fight sounds like what's happening upstairs.
That is. Maybe you should go check that out and make sure nobody's getting hurt. But, well, that's it. That's the beginning.
Oh, and there's our friends.
Tokens. If you know, you know. That's all I'm going to say.
We'll get into that.
These have their own story, I promise.
Yes. And, you know, without talking to each other about it.
I bought these.
And I brought these. I had these sitting here, and then he shows up and says, hey, I got the perfect prop, and took these out, and I said, oh, look what I got. And we had a good laugh about it, because not planned at all, just, and also, if you know, you know, they're turning a little bit green in here.
It's a preview of things to come.
Oh, which kind of makes me sad, because first off, I figured these things would last forever.
I would think, but yeah.
And then I plan on just having them as a permanent prop. You know what? Let's see, because yours are in much better shape.
Right.
Let's see how long these last.
Science project.
Looking like this.
All right.
We're going to use the same pack of white powdered donuts, and we're going to see how long it lasts without getting funky.
I'll make some notes and kind of write down secretly where I think that's going to go. But anyway, awesome. I'm glad we recounted that story. Yes. I look forward to
the next episode. Do we need to consult the book of answers?
Let's just open it up. And
all right. This is the book of answers. There is nothing in this book but answers. No questions, no commentary, just answers. Is there a question you would like to ask the Book of Answers?
How did we do with this episode?
Others will depend on your choices. The choice is yours.
Dropping that wisdom.
To
like
and
that.
Subscribe.
Like us.
Look, I'm not lying.
Subscribe to us. That's amazing.
So, let's try to do that. Let's make that up.
All right, I think that's a good wrap up. And it lets us move the donuts around, check on them a little bit,
yep.
Make sure everything's going well.
Yep.
But do that. Like us, subscribe us. We've got more to come.
Share us.
Join us next time.
Yep. Hey, let's hit the outro. I made an outro too. All right, here we go.